Look, if you want to cover the air, you need to go back to Zeppelins, because that's going to give you the most bang for your buck. No pun intended. You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded on November 8th, 2021, and published January 20th, 2022. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, if you never had to work for money, what would you want to do as an adult? I'm Kevin. I would make video games.
I'm Jacob, and as an adult, I would like to help people solve their problems.
I'm Alexander, and I would like to play video games. No.
You're not Alexander?
No.
Oh.
Not for this one.
Okay.
I'm going to have a pseudonym on this one.
What's the pseudonym?
Big Al.
All right, Big Al, what would you do as an adult?
As an adult, I'd like to be a hockey player, a really, really good hockey player.
I'm Lucas, and I would bake, but not in terms of getting high on marijuana. I would make pastries and breads and baked goods.
What was the question again?
If you never had to work for money, what would you want to do as an adult? So, Big Al, are you telling me that money is the only thing keeping you from your dreams of being a really good hockey player?
Basically, yeah, because all you just need is training.
It's just training.
I got the mind for it.
Subtract 20 years.
Okay.
If money was no object, I
don't know. I think maybe you can phrase the question this way. If you didn't have to work 40 hours a week, what would you do with that time instead? Is that accurate? That's how I interpreted it.
So I was thinking, if you're independently wealthy and you never had to work for money again.
Yeah.
But right. Basically, imagine you win a lottery that pays as much as your current salary.
Yeah.
No, it'd have to be more than that.
I was saying more than the current salary.
Why am I playing a lottery that only wins that much money?
No, but it's like your salary per week for life sort of thing.
Adjusted for inflation.
Okay, so honestly, if I won a lottery that won me my salary like annually every year, I'd be like, sweet, I just doubled my salary. I'll keep working.
That's what you would want to do as an adult then.
You wouldn't work part-time? Make 1.5 your salary?
Spend more time with your children and wife?
I was gonna say, I'd basically want to like get an RV and road trip around the country with my family.
That is a much more reasonable dream than becoming a star hockey player.
Although, I'd be
but a star hockey player would be the best.
At 30, what?
I wouldn't say my career would be very long at this point.
I'm entering the draft and I'm retired.
So you're eligible for the Calder? That was like 10 years ago when you were eligible. I'm afraid you can't do this.
You can't be a star hockey player, but you can be the star of my latest game show called Order of Swagnitude.
Let's go.
Sign me up.
This is like, I need one of those little.
How's that for
like,
a segue?
It's a little,
We're not doing the sound effects. This is going to be a numbered episode. We're not doing sound effects on numbered episodes. That's the rule.
Order of Swagnitude sounds like something Tom Haverford would do. That's accurate.
Who?
Tom Haverford from Parks and Rec.
Treat yourself.
Never seen it. But I believe you. So, Order of Swagnitude. Let me cover the rule.
Cheeky cheeky pump.
Is this from Harry Potter? Cheeky Order pump. Of Swagnitude?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the good houses or the bad houses?
I think this is one of the good houses, but okay. I'm not sure. Never actually read the series. However, the points are not arbitrary. I actually have a very strict scoring system. I will ask you all a question.
I'm so proud.
If you get the question right, you get 1 point. And if you get it wrong, you get 0 points. Good news. You don't actually have to get it right. You just have to get close enough. Specifically to within an order of magnitude. So I will ask you a question, and the question will be for a specific number. You will then give me a range of numbers. Your low number will be some value, and then your high number will be 10 times that value. So your effective range is 1 order of magnitude, or 1 power of 10. If you are within that range, you are considered as, close enough, and then you get the point.
It's like Price is Right, but not.
It is nothing like Price is Right.
As long as you don't go over.
And for those of you wondering at home, I won't give you the full acronym on mic, but SWAG here stands for Scientific Wild Something Guess. I'll let you all piece together the rest of this.
Apricot.
If you don't know, ask the internet.
Apricot.
Scientific Wild Apricot Guess.
I'm just here for the apricots.
So, we're going to go around the table rather than doing a secret ballot, because as my brother Lucas so wonderfully pointed out to me, having everybody just write down their answers is kind of boring for an audio-only podcast, which is why his segment in the previous podcast had us all write down our answers.
So what you're saying is we need a video component to our podcasts.
It's Patreon.
Show notes. Everything's in the show notes.
But, dude, my show notes have gone so far downhill, people are lucky if I give them a download link at this point.
What we need is someone to take audio clips of our show and animate them.
Yes! Oh. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Look, if you guys want to fund this, I'm down for it. But I'm already a poor man because of this show, okay?
There's probably some poor student.
Y'all are wearing headphones that I bought, using microphones that I bought attached to mic stands that I bought, being fed into an audio recorder that I bought.
Can we have you animate this for us?
That would be great.
Kevin, if you didn't have to work for money, would you just animate our podcast as an adult?
Yes. That sounds kind of amazing. So, question number one is titled Lake Superior. Of the Great Lakes of North America, because there are the Great Lakes of Africa, but we don't talk about those here, Lake Superior holds more water than all of the rest of the lakes combined. According to the EPA in 2010, how many gallons of water are in Lake Superior? First to Lucas.
We don't get any context of the other lakes.
No.
Can you give me the total of all the other lakes
combined?
Yeah, and then I'll go a little bit more net.
I literally don't have it in front of me, and my phone is on airplane mode, so golly. No, I can't give you that number.
Calculate this many gallons.
In gallons?
Like, would you prefer a different unit of measure, because I'm flexible?
No, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to say 1 million to 10 million.
Okay. I feel like I want to go with a 10 billion, because that could be 10 billion to 100 billion.
Yeah, I've got an idea in my mind, but I can't think of it. 500,000 to 5 million.
All right. Well, the scoring on this one will be easy. The correct answer, none of you were even close, 3.2 quadrillion gallons.
Oh, boy.
So we use short scale in this country. So a billion is 1,000 millions, a trillion is 1,000 billions, and a quadrillion is 1,000 trillions.
Okay, so what was what? So if I would have guessed 1 trillion, between 1 trillion
so basically
and
the size you would have had to go 100, you would have had to go
trillion,
like
I had to guess 10 trillion to get to 10 to
you would have had to go like 330 trillion to 3.3 quadrillion.
That was pretty close.
Yeah,
okay. No. It's a lot of water, man. It's ridiculous. That's okay. Most of these are a little bit easier than that.
Okay. So do this for me. If you took the water in Lake Superior and spread it at a depth I could stand in 5 feet deep, how much would that cover?
A lot.
Would it cover the U.S. in 5 feet? Would it cover Texas in 5 feet?
See, I was going to say, how do we get that water and put it over California where nobody has any water?
Okay. So here's what I could tell you. It's 29,000 cubic miles of water. So if you're saying 5 feet deep, then that would be 29,000 cubic mile sections, right? So you multiply 2,900 by 1,000, and that gets you to basically 2.9 million square miles.
Tell you what, we could have a listener do the math for us.
It's and true. Next week on the podcast, our nephews come in and we do their math homework with them.
Week?
Next year.
You're not wrong.
Once they graduate.
Question number two, Library of Congress. The Library of Congress is among the largest libraries in the world. It depends on what you're actually measuring the library size by, so I'm going with the metric that the Library of Congress wins in. While the British Museum has more items in its collection overall, the Library of Congress has the longest shelf space. How many miles of bookshelves are in the Library of Congress?
Oh, buddy.
Miles of bookshelves.
Miles of bookshelves. Now, my understanding is this is, like, if you have one, you know, bookshelf that has, like, five or six shelves in it, then each foot of that shelf is actually counting right. six for each of
and
the
planks.
And
then if you have a 5-story building and each story has yes. 20 bookshelves. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Having no idea how big the Library of Congress is or what it looks like or anything, it's all just a random guess at this point. I just don't feel like Luke should have to go first every time.
Okay.
I can go first.
Then go first.
Miles of bookshelves.
Yeah.
We'll go with 700 to 7,000.
Okay.
I was going to go with 30 to 300.
Okay.
See, the previous question with us all being so staggeringly low has me wondering if I need to go high. I'm going to go, what did you go, Jacob?
700 to 7,000.
See, I was thinking 800 to 8,000. I'm going to stick with that, 800 to 8,000.
The correct answer is 838 miles across 38 million books and other printed materials. So that is 1 point for Jacob and 1 point for Lucas and 0 points for Big Al.
Okay.
Now I know how this game's played.
You don't have to be right. You just have to be less wrong. This is a very simple game. All right. Question number 3. Suez Canal shipping. The Suez Canal is one of the most significant canals in the entire world. As I'm sure all of you are aware, in March of this year, the container ship Ever Given was lodged in the canal for over 6 days, obstructing global shipping and adding another disruption to the already pandemic-strained supply chain.
Like after I ate too much cheese.
What?
See, I was going to say I've had a significant blockage in my canal before, but I wasn't going to go there.
I try very hard.
Oh.
How many short tons of shipping passed through the Suez Canal in 2019? So this is pre-pandemic. And for reference, a short ton is a U.S. ton, I believe. So you don't have to worry.
2,000 pounds?
2,000 pounds. We're not talking the British ton, which I believe is 2,240 pounds. Or the metric ton, which is 1,000 kilograms.
How much is a crap ton?
That's how much came out of the industry.
It's about 400 buttloads.
That's what happens when you finally clear that blockage in the passage.
Now, is the weight of the shipping container factored in, or is it just the goods within and they zero out the weight of the shipping container?
I believe this number is net ton of shipping, so it's the actual products within the container, not the entire gross weight.
Okay. I don't know why I asked, because I have no idea how any of it weighs. So.
If I recall correctly, like even if you add in the shipping containers and the ship itself, it doesn't significantly change the number.
I think you put that Lake Superior one as first to get us scared off to think that there could be something in the quadrillions.
No, I put the Lake Superior first because I was thinking Lake Michigan, and I did some research, and I thought, oh, Lake Superior is way cooler.
It is pretty cool. I've been there.
It is.
And this is
very cool. Some would say cold.
The year of 2019.
The year of 2019.
So the whole year wasn't a leap year, so I don't have to factor in an extra day into my calculations. So that's good. Do they go through the canals on holidays, do you know?
I would imagine they do.
You're guessing within order of magnitude.
You look at Kevin's face and I ask, I was like, trying to figure out, I wonder if they, that's a good question. I hadn't planned for that question.
Hold on, let me bring in my expert in Suez Canal shipping. Okay, here's what I'm thinking.
What do you think?
One ship has got to be at least...
Man, that would have been a much better question. I should have done that question. Just how much cargo can you put on one of these ships? Because it's a lot.
I was going to say a million tons, but I don't know if that's correct. That might be too much. A car is usually like a ton or a couple of tons, right? So many cars could you fit on one of these ships? A lot.
A lot.
I'm just pulling at straws here.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to start with the guesses.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with 500 billion to, what would that be then?
Five trillion.
5 trillion. Yeah, that's where I want to be.
All right. Very good.
I'm going to go with 900 billion. The 900 trillion gives me a wider,
to 9 trillion.
Wider swath.
Okay.
I'm going to go 200 trillion to 2 quadrillion.
I am impressed at how high you all managed to guess, because the number is nowhere near that. But I like the thinking.
Wait, this is tons.
Tons.
Divide my answer by 2,000.
Oh, okay, wait. If this is tons.
You can't change it after he said that.
It was just pounds. pounds, man.
I specifically clarified how many. You asked about this.
No, I didn't. You just told me that I wasn't listening.
You did ask about this. You said, oh, as opposed to some other kind of ton. This 2,000-pound ton, right? What? Yes, the 2,000-pound ton.
Hold on.
No. We clarified
Jameson,
this.
Jameson, play it back. Jameson is our editor.
Jameson, please.
Play it back.
The record shows that, contrary to Kevin's claim, Jacob never asked for clarification on the weights. Here is what was actually said.
And for reference, a short ton is a U.S. ton, I believe. So you don't have to
worry. 2,000 pounds?
2,000 pounds.
I didn't. I just was saying offhand, I was like, oh yeah, there's 2,000 pounds in a ton. And then you're like, yeah, because it's not the British ton.
No crap.
According to the Egyptian government's website, because it turns out they have a website. Not surprising. 1.03 million long tons, imperial tons, or 1.15 billion. I wrote down these numbers because I think those are both billion.
Hi, it's Jameson again. They were both billion.
1.15 billion short tons, which you all guessed much higher than that. You all guessing in the trillions. Around one-fourth of that is oil products.
Lake Superior scared us pretty hard.
Lake Superior has scarred you for life.
I'm still counting the zeros.
Here's the thing, right? So for shipping, it's like, I mean, how, you know, like, that number could be massive, right? Like, mind-bogglingly huge. That's not really an upper limit. But y'all know there's sort of a limit to the number of people in the world. So, question number four. We are getting close to Veterans Day. Which? What?
Continue.
What are these looks that I'm getting from you guys?
We're not being disrespectful to veterans.
They're not directed towards you. They are. We gave putty to the wrong person.
Okay. Veterans Day is set November 11th, which is. Anybody here know what's significant about that date?
It is my late father-in-law's birthday.
2 months after September 11th.
Okay, that's a less good answer.
A day before my anniversary.
That's a much better answer, but not the reason that we celebrate it.
Is it significant date of Vietnam?
It's 11/11.
Good guess. It is actually Armistice Day, or the day that the armistice was enacted on World War One in 1918. The war wouldn't end until a few months later, but that's when the
fighting
started.
Can you explain to the listener, not to me, what an armistice is?
An armistice, as I literally just said when you were interrupting me, is basically it's the ceasefire so that they can negotiate the peace treaty. So, I don't remember what time that day, but
why
it was
later in the
morning. Why
don't they call it a ceasefire?
Because it's an armistice. There's a difference. I'm going to guess, just off the top of my head, that an armistice is probably a ceasefire for the purposes of negotiating the peace treaty, not just, we're going to take a break from killing each other.
We're just tired of shooting our guns.
Yes.
Let's have a ceasefire.
So, First World War was a very lethal war.
As wars often are.
Not all, but yes. The numbers on this one are fairly significant. So, the question for this one is, how many deaths were caused by the First World War? Gonna preempt a few clarifications here.
How many tons is that?
Well, let me see.
Each person weighs about 200 pounds.
So if we're saying, yeah, soldier weighs about 200 pounds, that's about 10 soldiers per ton. So if you would like to give this in tons, you may do that. If you'd like to give it in pounds, you may do that. I'd prefer that you give it in human lives, because that's easier for me to check on my answer sheet. And if I dock you points because I can't do math, that's on you for giving the wrong units.
You would have a check mark if you turned this test into dad and you had the wrong unit.
I got check marks for not writing down the unit. And I was very mad about it at the time, but I'm incredibly grateful for it in my adult life. So for this question, I'm taking the average of the estimate on Wikipedia, because there are varying estimates out here. This number includes both civilian and military deaths. It includes both combat deaths and disease-related deaths, but not deaths due to the pandemic that was raging through the Spanish flu.
I have a clarifying question.
Yes, sir.
Why did you add such a depressing question to this segment?
Because you needed a really big number.
Would you rather I give you gallons in Lake Superior again?
You could have asked us how many candy corns get made in the U.S. every year. You could have asked us.
Okay. There's a good reason for that. If we make it to question 10, I will explain why.
Oh, boy.
If we make it to question 10. Humming.
Well, somebody needs to be out of here at 45 minutes.
Okay, here's the answer. There's got to be at least 1 million people died. If less than 1 million people died, you don't get on Wikipedia. So.
Oh, no, wait, no, hold on. I'll call you out on that one.
So I'm going to say 750,000 to
7.5 million.
Perfect.
Okay. And this is World War One.
World War One.
What is the time span that
that took lasted place? From, roughly speaking, 1914 to 1918?
Can't kill that many people in 4 years.
Watch me.
I'm about to try. I am going to go with the 20 million to 200 million.
What the crap?
That's, what's that? What? Oh, Jacob?
Just split the difference.
I'll go. Wait.
What? What's the problem?
80. Yeah. Let me think about this one.
You thinking about this
you
one?
You did 750,000?
Yeah.
That yes. was way more than 750,000. I know that much. I'm going somewhere in the millions. Like if I do 1 million, 10 million. I think that's, I definitely know I'm good on my lower cap, but that upper cap is scaring me. So I got
to bump it up to like 8.
I'm going to go 5 million, 4 million. I'm going to go 4 million to 40 million.
All right. The Britannica estimate. Wait, why did I put down Britannica estimate here and Wikipedia estimate
just
here?
Give us the average.
The average. Okay, well, I'll give you the estimate range. This unfortunately won't help Alexander. The estimate is 15 to 22 million, which is an average of 18.5 million deaths. You can double that number to get total casualties, so including wounded. About half of the deaths were soldiers, and the other half were civilians due to malnourishment or war crimes. Serbia lost about a quarter of its population. Three quarters of the French and Soviet, and two thirds of the German soldiers in the war were killed or wounded. So if you're a French soldier in World War One, you've got a 1 in 4 shot of making it home unscathed. World population at this time was somewhere around 1.75 to 2 billion. So if you sort of take that and plug it into today's, say, 8 million estimate, that's roughly equivalent to 74 million deaths, or 12 times as deadly as the COVID-19 pandemic. The Second World War would result in about 3 times the number of deaths as the first.
That's where...
Mostly on the Eastern European front. So if you think COVID-19 is bad, live through a world war, and this ain't nothing.
What if you had Spanish flu deaths to the World War One deaths?
I honestly have no idea how many people the Spanish flu killed, and I didn't really feel like looking it up after putting this question together.
So for World War Two, yes. And this is probably what threw my guess off so wildly, even though my low end was, what, 20?
Your low end was 20 million. You were very close.
So I was very close there. I saw a graph, like a video graph,
mm-hmm.
that was showing like the deaths by like a country for World War Two,
mm-hmm.
and so it starts off like the lowest and like they're going up, and then you start to get to like the bigger countries and you see these bigger jumps.
Yes.
And then it hits the Soviets.
Yes.
And the whole scale just plummets as the Soviet bar just rises astronomically. And it's like Soviets alone had like, I think it was like, I want to say 60 million. I don't think it was 60 million, but it was massively more, like
right.
multiple times more
I
than
think
the
number
closest.
That I saw was somewhere around 20 million, mm-hmm. more than all the countries in the First World War.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was brutal.
Yeah. So don't do that one for the next time we do this. Don't do World War II deaths because
I will not.
We cheated because we talked about it.
I also just sort of straight up gave you the number.
Also, okay. I had the right answer for a different question. I just want to put that out there.
Okay. Acknowledged. I will give you the tiebreaker. However, I will mark down Jacob as 2 points in total. You don't get 2 points for answering that question. Okay, good news. No more casualty lists.
Now we get to find out how many peeps are made every year.
How many candy corns are consumed by the U.S. consumer
we
when
like
they consume
candy,
a candy corn?
Sugar and such things on this podcast.
It's a lot easier to get statistics for wars because that's the sort of thing a lot of nerds are interested in for some reason. Here's one that is a less downbeat. Employment by sector. The healthcare and social assistance sector employs the most Americans of all the employment sectors in the United States. I'm going by the...
Bet.
What?
Bet. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. So, the question for all of you is, how many Americans work in the healthcare and social assistance sector? According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, for those of you wondering.
Can I get an estimate on how many Americans there are?
I believe the current number stands somewhere around 330
million. 330
mil.
Wait a minute. I knew that, but he didn't. I could have totally.
How many of those are
him.
Eligible for employment?
Not all.
A lot of those are under 18. A lot of them are older than 65.
How many of them actually try to find jobs?
How many of them are smart enough to work in the healthcare field?
This is going to turn into a political rant, isn't it? Who's going to do it?
This is going to turn into a dart to the dartboard.
Who's
going to
get us pulled from the airwaves?
Okay. I'm just going to talk this out. 330. I'm going to say half of them are working. The other half are too old or too young or unemployed. So that puts me at 175.
165.
165. Thank you. So I'm going to say it's probably 20% of 165. What's that? But that means one in every five people's in healthcare and social. I don't know if that's true.
It's the largest
not the circles
sector.
Not the circles that I run
All right,
in.
See, this is what I'm going to do, okay? Do I think it's more than 10 million people in the healthcare?
In the healthcare?
where do you work? I work in the healthcare.
In the healthcare.
I got out of the Facebook. I'm working
I found
that.
It on. I found these stats on the web. I think quite possibly it's going to be at least 10 million. Okay?
Sure.
I can bump that all the way to 100 million. Which would be one third of every American.
Yeah, it's not
give
that.
Give or take, right?
Yeah, it's not that.
So I'm going to say between 10 and 100 million. I feel like that gives me a
10 might be high. 10 might be high. I'm going...
10 might be high? Not a chance, man. Can I take the same range as someone else in this game?
Absolutely. I was thinking about doing secret ballot and make you guys write this down ahead of time, but y'all decided talk it out. You can talk it out. It's fine.
I'm going to go 8 mil to 80 mil.
If y'all decide you want to ride or die together, I'm not going to say no.
See, I'm sacrificing the 2 mil for the 20 in the end.
8 to 80?
Which is a good guess, I think, as well. Because it's going to end up being somewhere in like the 50 million range or whatnot. We'll all have it.
I'll go 10 million to 100 million.
Lame.
How am I going to catch you in points if you get the same guess as me?
It's a good guess.
At least go like 9 to 90. Give me a chance.
The healthcare and social assistance sector employs 20.1 million Americans. Close
ding,
behind
ding, 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 ding.
Is retail at 15 million and manufacturing at 12.5 million.
I have a point now.
You have a point now.
I feel bad for those 15 million people in retail.
I know, right?
I think from now on, the leader has to guess first so that we can try and guess around him.
Does retail include food service or is that separate? That's got to be separate.
I think food service and hospitality is separate. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Got to be up there.
All right. Question point six. What's wrong with
this? This question is worth 6 points.
Oh, question six, combat aircraft. The United States Armed Forces possess about one-fourth of the world's military aircraft, three times the number of second-place Russia.
And yet one one-hundredth of the airspace.
Think about it.
That was like...
got so much untapped potential.
That's Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec.
We should be just covering the sky in planes right now. What's wrong with us?
We could black out the sun and there could be shade for everybody.
Look, if you want to cover the air, you need to go back to Zeppelins because that's going to give you the most bang for your buck. No pun intended.
We give him thinking putty and he can't take his mind out of the gutter.
Make it go up.
There you go.
Oh, no.
What the heck?
It's a sad boy.
This is why there is no video component to this podcast.
This number includes things like helicopters and tankers and other support non-civilian aircraft, so it's not just the F-35s of the world. According to a report released by Flight International magazine, how many aircraft does the United States Armed Forces have?
Okay, before y'all answer, I watched a cool video about aircraft carriers and how many freaking planes they can carry and how fast they can deploy them, and how quickly a plane slows down when it grabs onto the like tow rope hook that slows it down. We've got aircraft carriers. One aircraft carrier can hold more planes than many other countries have in their entire air force. It's on one of our ships, and we've got like 9 of them or something.
I think 11, but I'm 11? Not certain. So you're somewhere in the round there.
We can just park like 600 planes outside of a country if we want to.
Give me there was some stat about Russia being number 2, but
they were... Russia is second place and has 1/3 of the aircraft of the United States.
1/3 of the aircraft. So the real question is, how many planes does Russia have?
If you can figure out how many planes Russia has, you can nail this question.
I just call my friend in Russia.
Let me get the red phone to the Kremlin.
Gregory, I need a little assistance here, please.
I'll call Gru.
It is your good friend, Yakov.
Go out to snowy field, count plane.
Pick up and drop off. A Russian chauffeer.
Oh, my word.
Wait, 1/3? They have 1/3 of the planes we have? Okay. So then
now theirs is a more modern aircraft, you know, base.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I bet they bought them off from us.
But our numbers are bigger, you know? So that's what matters.
Okay. I've got the number that I'm thinking of in my head. So how do I put that in order of magnitude?
Well, if you'd like me to explain how logarithms work... You're out of luck, because I don't know off the top of my head.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to do 75,000 as my floor, which would give me 750,000 as my ceiling.
750,000 as your ceiling. Okay. Let's go in points order then. So next to Lucas.
Something about the aircraft carriers. Let's say we do have 11 aircraft carriers. I think each one can carry 70 planes or something.
Ooh, so 70 times 11. It's only 770 planes.
But that's just on the aircraft carriers. So then there's also going to be a bunch on every single Air Force base. There's also going to be a bunch on every single Air Force base in other countries.
Don't forget, we're also including Zeppelins.
Zeppelins and helicopters.
Do drones count? Are they aircraft?
I believe drones are included, but I'm going to let you know it doesn't significantly change the number.
What about reconnaissance hot air balloons?
I'm going to go with no.
What about the space shuttles?
You understand we have satellites. What do we need a reconnaissance hot air balloon for?
It's more swaggy.
You're right.
I think 75,000 is high. I think it's high. I'm going to say 25,000 to 250,000.
All right.
See, if I had gone first, I was going to say like kind of like 2 million to 20 million.
Now we'll you guys
2
for
million.
We
really,
why
is that?
We can really block out the
How
sun.
How do you put people in those planes?
And so after listening to you guys logically
the
work for this,
would be the larger employer than the healthcare system.
I'll tell you, man, this whole Lake Superior thing really, really messed up my brain tonight.
We've got 25 quadrillion airplanes.
Oh, man. Okay. What was Jacob's guess again?
75,000 to 750,000, if I recall correctly.
Okay, then give me 750,000 to 7.5 million.
Okay.
Wait, what'd you pick?
I basically picked...
Don't ignore him. He's way off base. Here's the answer. I'll give you guys the correct answer. The correct answer is the United States Air Fleet consists of 13,200 aircraft.
Dang it.
Just over half of that is fixed-wing aircraft. The other less than half is rotary wing aircraft, or like helicopters, like
Lucas,
transport helicopters.
25,000.
So you hit it.
No, it's 13.
It was 13.
Oh, your floor was 25?
Because if you, gone first, I might have guessed lower, but your guess was so high that I was like, dang.
So here's what I thought. I calculated by how many does Russia have. I thought Russia had 50,000. So I'm like, okay, US has 150.
Why would Russia have 50,000 planes?
Because it's just a number he decided to come with. It's probably correct.
Felt right.
Y'all are missing the S in your swags, but that's cool. Hey, you did put thought into it, so credit to you. Also, bright side, threw the rest of them off, so your lead is safe.
I'm clearly just the A in the swags.
Okay, are we on question 7 now?
Well, Lucas is, I guess that makes Lucas the W. We're on to question 7, which is GameCube. The GameCube was a wonderful video game system. Citation needed. During its roughly 7-year sales lifespan, how many Nintendo GameCubes were sold internationally?
Wait, say that again?
How many GameCubes? How many GameCubes were sold?
Like, since conception?
3 million to 30 million. Period.
Like, from Nintendo, not like secondhand market stuff. How many GameCubes did Nintendo sell in the world? Most of which is probably going to be Japan and America.
I'm going to change my answer. 10 million to 100 million.
I'm going to go 4 to 40.
Okay.
4 million.
4 million to 40 million. Not four GameCubes. I was tracking. I probably should have clarified, but I was seeing you.
We had 2 of the 40 GameCubes ever made.
I will go 1 to 10 million.
All right. During its life, 21.7 million GameCubes were sold. So
I was wrong again.
You were wrong again. I'm sorry. But, you know.
Wait, I got a point, right?
You got a point, and I believe Lucas got a point.
I feel like I've actually seen that number before, because I thought it was like 11 or 12. Maybe I flipped the numbers, because it was 21, right?
Now, the PlayStation 2 sold 155 million units.
And that's not as many or more than the GameCube?
That's like 9 times more than the GameCube.
Okay.
Well, 8. So a lot more than the GameCube.
Have you ever played Wits and Wagers?
Yes.
Once.
I'm terrible at the guessing and thing.
Yeah.
Until I see everybody else's guesses, I'm like, oh, that sounds like a correct number. But I like that game because I'm on one end of the scale or the other, and I'm never anywhere on it. But
this is why Final Fantasy is a cultural touchstone, because so many people played it and we never did, because we were Nintendo family and everyone else had PlayStations and was playing Final Fantasy.
That makes sense.
We were busy.
Also, shout out to virtually Tony Hawk making the big bucks back in his heyday. He's still alive, you know, I think.
He is.
Anyways. A daughter that skates.
The Nintendo Wii would sell over 87.5 million units, so like 4 times as many as the GameCube. You did buy one of those. That was also a pretty decent system.
The Nintendo Switch is like 40.
Do we need to wrap this up now?
Where are we out of the questions? How many do we have?
We finished question 7. We have 3 more to go.
Okay. Rapid fire.
We can get through them if we go.
I was teased that question 10 would be good, so...
Question number 8, Sun and Earth. Douglas Adams in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy said, "Space is big. You just won't believe how vastly, hugely, mind-bogglingly big it is. I mean, you may think it's a long way down the road to the chemists, but that's just peanuts compared to space. How many miles are between the Sun and the Earth?"
Who has a chemist?
He's British. It's a pharmacist.
Oh. What was the question?
How many miles are between the Sun and the Earth? The first right actually goes to Jacob because he is in the lead. You're actually better than 50% on this. I'm impressed.
The British mile or the American mile?
This is rapid fire.
I'm going to say 20 to 200 million.
Okay.
Million.
Million.
50 to 5. No, wait. Yeah. 50 million to 500 million.
Okay.
150 million to 1.5 billion.
The correct answer is 92 million miles. So I believe that's a point to Alexander and to Jacob and not to Lucas,
too
correct?
Too high.
I knew it was in the 90s. 90 millions.
Shout out to the 90s.
I did not know this, clearly.
All right. I don't actually have any more factoids with that. I just Googled it and saw the answer. I'm like, good, putting it in. Question number 9, Three Gorges Dam. The Three Gorges Dam, which is located on the Yangtze River in China, is the largest power station in the world, with 32 main turbines driven by the world's third longest river system. How many watts is the Three Gorges Dam capable of producing?
This would be good if you're an electrical engineer.
Oh, dude. Individual watts? We're calculating individual watts? So,
I mean, if you'd like to give it in kilowatts, then we can factor in and by 1,000. It's not that big of a deal. Here's the thing. I actually have it written down in the SI prefix of whatever this unit is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give it in that, that's fine.
So
if you want to count the individual watts, you can do that
Just to be clear, my understanding of electrical is nothing. So like watt light bulb. Take 60 watts to power that light bulb?
Do you know what your power supply in your PC is?
Like 750 watts.
I think, 850 watts.
Do you know how much like an electric heater costs to run?
No.
Okay.
1,200 watts, typically.
Or good 1 kilowatt, gravy. If you
would. So we're going to be in the quadrillions. It's like Superior all over again.
We're going to be very, very high.
Dang Lake Superior all over again. What's after quadrillion? Quintillion?
Yes. That sounds right.
Okay, it's not in the quintillions because he hesitated.
I actually don't have it in quintillions, so if this prefix is quintillions, then you could be right.
I have to go first. I'm going to go somewhere in the high trillions. We're going to go 800 trillion to something.
8 quadrillion, correct?
That feels high. I'm going to change my answer. We're going to take the bumps off the 8. We're going to make it 300 trillion.
Does that change his gender?
Just makes it more
so
open
you
to
are
attack.
300 trillion to
whatever the next one is up there. 3 quadrillion or something like that.
Wait, you said 300 trillion plus?
300 trillion is my floor.
Right. Okay. And Lucas said 800 trillion?
I didn't say anything yet.
Oh, okay.
I was going to put my floor at 1 trillion.
Okay.
So you're 1 to 10 trillion?
Yeah, trillions are tricky.
Because they take a long time to get to the next one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you have to do it. Buttload to get from 1 trillion to 2 trillion.
Yes, but that's true for every order of magnitude. That's Benford's law.
But it's a buttload.
But it's a lot easier to get from 1 to 10, or then from 10 to 100, than it is to get from 1 trillion to 10 trillion.
Because you always got to start back at 1.
I'm going to keep my answer, though.
Gosh.
My segue's superior.
50 trillion to 500 trillion.
You did 1, which is like...
You said 300 trillion?
Yeah.
Okay. The correct answer is 22,500 megawatts, which is equivalent to 22.5 gigawatts, which is equivalent to 22.5 billion watts.
Oh.
So y'all were in the trillions, which would be terawatts of power, and I don't think anything on this planet generates terawatts of power.
I thought there's...
Okay, that might also have to get censored.
I feel like that's what the episode should have just faded out. Like, we're done.
Hold on, but we have the last question. Okay. Question number 10, tweets per day. Y'all know what Twitter is.
I love Twitter.
Do any of y'all have the good sense not to be on it?
No, I use it for all my hockey news.
Okay.
I hate Twitter.
All right. How many tweets are sent per day on Twitter?
Oh, gosh. At least a couple too many based on what I've seen.
Exactly.
Which is why I don't generally tweet. I just read.
Understandable.
I ghost. Unless McDavid does something amazing.
That puts you in like 40% of the Twitter user base, if I remember my source correctly.
We gotta factor in all the bot accounts.
We're gonna 1 billion.
Okay.
To 10 billion. I'm gonna do the same.
I will take 1 billion as my high end.
So you're going 100 million to 1 billion?
Yes.
Oh, boys. We have a tie. For last place, mind you. The correct answer is there are 500 million tweets sent each day, which is a lot, but not like a lot. Like that's like if every American tweeted twice per day, we'd be past Twitter's
limit.
Like
how many Facebook
limit.
Posts per day are there? I guarantee you it's more than that.
Fun fact. That was going to be my original question. I could not find a number.
Oh.
I've struggled.
You lost track counting?
No.
Zuckerberg hides them in the metaverse.
Yes.
You have to put on your Oculus to see him.
Yes.
I tried searching Google, but the Google results suck. So another interesting factoid. When I did a search for this, the first hit giving an answer was a post by the digital marketing consultant David Sace, which he originally posted in 2016 on Twitter's 10th anniversary, and then updated it with a note at the top like 4 years later saying, these numbers are still true in 2020. I'm like... That's a little weird. He also said, the number hasn't really changed since 2014, interestingly. I'm like, that's really weird. So I kept searching Google. I even went to the second page of result. And basically every single source was just linking back to Sace's blog saying, oh yeah, it's 500 million. Here's how we know. So I have no idea if this guy's actually making this number up. Because when I was trying to find his source, it was like some web app that had been taken down 6 years ago. So I have no idea where he's getting these numbers from. He could have just made something up. This is why I had so much trouble coming up with good questions for this, is because you got to go with things you can actually find sources for. So that's why something like World War I casualties, I can find people who are smart and can give logic for their arguments and are accepted by a community of, yeah, that number's probably not completely made up.
I was really expecting you to throw something in here where the answer was like 10.
So I thought about it. That was actually the question I thought of during the lunch break with the Liechtenstein army. You may recall that was like 80.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was, one, very interesting, and two, a great question. I just didn't have enough time to work it into the segment here. So I was like, that's the warm-up question. Let's go.
Nice.
So, final tally. To within an order of magnitude, we have Big Al at 3 points.
Woo!
Lucas at 3 points. And Jacob taking home the cake with 5 points.
See, I like to think that I was at 3 and 30.